The 2028 Republican presidential race may still be more than 2 years away, but the jockeying has already begun, with President Trump's influence over the GOP as strong as ever. Potential contenders like Vice President Vance, governors, senators, and other rising conservative leaders are positioning themselves for what could be one of the most consequential Republican primaries in decades. Joining us now is John Gordon. He was the Trump-endorsed former Georgia Attorney General candidate. He is an attorney, an entrepreneur, and host of The Truth with John Gordon. John, thank you for joining us. A pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you. Good to be with you. And that's quite an intro you got there for your show. I've got show envy. I got to get our act together.
Well, you know, I've been privileged. You missed the first hour. We had Eric Trump bumper for me for there. So yeah, we've been blessed. We've been blessed to have a few good guests over the years. And so I whatever we do, I like to get him to record a little bumper intro for us. So thank you. That's nice of you.
That's good.
As we sit here, who do you see as the top tier of Republican contenders? Obviously, I think, you know, Vice President Vance, but I think Marco Rubio could make a strong case too, couldn't he?
Absolutely. People like Rubio, and he is also Hispanic, and that would give him a significant, I can't say an advantage, but a good following. But, you know, the thing to be celebrated is that the Republicans have a very deep and wide bench. J.D. Vance, yes. Marco Rubio, absolutely. But there's also Donald Trump Jr., who is lingering in the shadows, as well as Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, Josh Hawley. Marjorie Taylor Greene may come out of retirement, and Senator Ted Scott. So the Republicans have a really good group of people that could conceivably run for president. Right now, it's J.D. Vance's to lose. He's 43% in the polls. If he doesn't suffer a self-inflicted wound, I think he will get the nomination if it were today.
Does Marjorie Taylor Greene have to come out? I mean, can't she just, I don't know. I had her on the show, and it seems like, I don't know what happened with her. For a while there, I thought she was up and coming, and then I don't know if she took the wrong pill or something. I don't know.
I'll tell you. I know her. I met her at Mar-a-Lago for the first time in 2018 when she was just getting ready to run for Congress. I thought she had a real edge about her then, mm-hmm. and that impression has only deepened since then. Just in simple terms, I'm not a fan. I love the rhetoric.
Me too.
I love the policy. But she, at the end of the day, she's just not a nice person. She really treated her first husband like dirt, and she just doesn't have humility and grace in her repertoire.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, there's one thing to be, you know, a pistol, to have fight. I think we all want to see our politicians have fight and be willing to stand on their principles and fight for what they believe in. But it's, you know, another thing to just burn the place down. And that's the rhetoric that I was getting from her, certainly towards the end.
Yeah, she's just a nasty person at the end of the day. I'm sorry. I've known her now for 8 years. I went all over the state campaigning for Attorney General of Georgia with President Trump's endorsement. At that same time, Brad Raffensperger was trying to keep her off the ballot. And I was very vocal in support of not Marjorie Taylor Greene, but in support of her right to be able to run as a Republican. And she never said thank you. She never acknowledged it. Hmm. So, you know, that's on her.
How much influence do you think President Trump will have in shaping the field and ultimately determining who becomes the nominee in 2028, considering at that point, you know, he's lame ducked, he's out, he's done. Do you think he'll still have influence?
The Republican Party loves Trump.
Clearly.
He is 118 for 118 in this cycle for endorsements. He endorsed nine candidates for governor in the primary. Nine of them won. He endorsed 10 candidates for the U.S. Senate, or maybe nine or 10. They all won. And 118 for Congress, they all won. There's only been one aberration, and other than that, I'm trying to remember who it was. Somebody maybe in Texas, I'm not sure, but he's batting 1,000. And, Trump is an amazing person. He will come out with these outlandish statements that you just laugh at how ludicrous it is. You know, when he said, we got to make it too big to rig, I said, well, if that isn't naivete, I don't know what is. And lo and behold, 177 million people go to the polls, Amish people in droves. Usually the Amish vote about 3,000 people. They had 92,000 people turn out. And so it was a landslide. It was unprecedented. And Trump was right. He did it. It was too big to rig. So every time I want to question what he does, I pause now and just say, so far, every time I've quibbled, he's been right.
You were talking with John Gordon, host of The Truth with John Gordon. What issues do you think will define the 2028 Republican primary? I would say border security, but he seems to have done a pretty good job of securing the border. The economy, obviously, I think will hopefully it'll be turned around quite a bit. Do you think it'll be, foreign policy, government reform, or something else entirely?
Well, actually, I think we got to get through the midterms first.
Yeah, clearly.
And, 2028, that's an eternity away in politics, although it's going to go by in a hurry. But I am concerned that the very thing that got Trump elected, which you alluded to, was closing the borders, which he has done effectively. And he promised that he was going to deport the illegals. The problem with the deportation is that the optics are horrible. And the American people want to deport the illegals in this country, but they do not want to deport them in an inhumane manner. Case in point, the general manager of Beach A Restaurant in Palm Beach, Florida, a mile and a half from where President Trump resides in the winter, was stopped for a traffic violation. The window on the car in which he was riding, the car was owned by his nephew, was too heavily tinted. So they got pulled over and they got cited and taken in and turned over to ICE. Now, this guy has worked in Palm Beach, Florida for 30 years. He is universally loved. He has a family. He pays his taxes. He has violated no crimes. The next day, instead of serving dinner at the white tablecloth Beach A restaurant, he found himself eating off a cardboard box on top of a concrete floor in alligator Alcatraz. I'm telling you, this town went crazy. No one liked it. They were mad as hell. And 24 hours later, they released him, and now he's back at his duty post in Beach A restaurant. But a lot of these people who were outraged are the very people that gave money and helped Trump get elected. And so if they don't get this deportation thing right, it can really backfire in a bad way. So I've authored my sensible plan for deportation. I advocate that we turn all the COVID vaccination centers that we stood up in about 60 days and turn them into guest registration centers. Every illegal in the country is required to go to that center and register. If you're a rapist, robber, or murderer, you're going to get sent home. No due process, no questions asked. Out of here. If you register, we will vet you, and you will require a sponsorship from an employer. But if you'll sign an agreement that you won't vote in our elections or take our social services, we will create a manner a way for you to stay here for some determined period of time that the policymakers can agree on, whether it's 3, 4, or 5 years. But, you know, you sap 10 million workers out of our economy, you'll collapse it. Construction, hotels, restaurants, they all depend on these people. And they're by and large good folks. They just came here illegally.
Right. Yeah. There has to be a solution. And I think part of the problem has been solved in that the president's done a good job of stopping the traffic into the border. Now you've got to find a solution for the ones that are here. So I think, who knows? Maybe your solution is the solution. John, if folks want to check out the John Gordon or the truth with John Gordon, they can find it at johngordon.tv and they can find you on X. I follow you on X. You're at John Gordon HN, correct?
Well, that's used to be our branding. That was John Gordon High Noon. We rebranded it a couple of years ago to John Gordon Truth. So just hashtag John Gordon Truth. And we'd welcome your listeners to come check us out. And if you want to write me and tell me that I'm full of crap, you can do so at johngordontruth@gmail.com.
All right, my friend. Thank you for joining us. A pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
I enjoyed it. Thank you. Have a great rest of your night.